morning. I learned something very interesting from the world of cycling. One of the tactics used by racing cyclists is when they want to overtake and go into a clear lead on their own, they do it when they're all cycling uphill. Uphill, not downhill as you might expect. Going uphill is the hardest and worst thing about cycling, isn't it? We're glad just to reach the top of the hill, never mind race up it. But that's what they do. And why? Well, all the bicycles in the top races are just about equally good. And all the top riders are about equal as well. So they can all go fast on the downhill or flat bit. But it's when they come up against the hills, the hardest parts, that the true champions stand out from all the rest. While the others are struggling to keep climbing, the champion accelerates and overtakes them all. This happens not only in cycling, but in life in general. We can all look good and be good when everything's running smoothly. But what happens when we come up against hardships and difficulties, doubts and fears? Do we give in, lose heart? Or do we then shine out as true champions of life? Life's a lot harder than a bicycle race, and no one can expect us to win through it on our own. But the wonderful thing is that we do not need to, for Jesus has promised to help us if we ask him to. So when we face difficulties, and indeed throughout the whole of our life, let us ask Jesus to help us. Then we're on a tandem in partnership with Jesus.